Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We will go back to the phones in just a moment, but I do want to get the perspective of folks in Southern California. And joining me to do that right now, he is with the Southern California News Group. Jim Alexander joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Jim, appreciate you joining me on what I know is a sad day everywhere, but especially in Southern California. Can you put into words the outpouring that's going on today in the wake of this tragic news?
Well, I've got the TV on here in my home office, and I'm looking at an ESPN shot of LA Live, which is right across from Staples Center, where they're supposed to hold the Grammys tonight. And tons of people there, Laker flags and people wearing Laker jerseys are milling around. They've set up impromptu shrines there. I mean, it has hit people hard. I just wrote a column and I referred to it as a gut punch.
Yeah.
You know, part of it shows the suddenness, and part of it is the fact that for the past few days, we've been talking to Kobe and about Kobe anyway, because of the fact that LeBron James was poised to pass him on the all-time NBA scoring list, which he did last night in Philadelphia. And so the last few days, we've had stories about memories of Kobe and LeBron talking about Kobe's impact on him as a fellow guy coming right out of high school into the NBA. And it's just, it's eerie, really, that's what we've talked about the past 3 or 4 days. And then today we get this news. I mean, I logged onto Twitter this morning. I was posting a couple of links from last night, and I see I see Scottie Pippen's tweet saying RIP, and I'm thinking, what's going on?
Yeah.
And that's how I found out about the helicopter crash. And it's just, and I think a lot of it out here is he was a Laker for life. And he was part of 5 championships in this century. And the Lakers have reestablished themselves as the most popular team in LA, regardless of sport. And because of all that, Kobe took on kind of a larger than life persona. I mean, all the, you may have disagreed with a lot of his decisions. You may have disagreed with the way he approached the game, but in LA, he was the man. And even when LeBron came in last year, somebody did a mural somewhere in LA, LeBron the King and all that. Kobe fans went out and defaced it. I mean, there was still that push-pull behind who's the greatest Laker ever. And, you know, Kobe fans have sort of found it hard to accept LeBron. It's a little easier now that the team's winning. And I think this, I don't know if this will change that at all, will change that dynamic. But yes, Laker fans and people in LA have, you know, they've had a love affair with Kobe since he was an 18-year-old coming into the league in 1996. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, Jim, we're talking to Jim Alexander, Southern California News Group. Jim, I wanted to ask you, the other part of this tragedy is that his daughter Gianna was on the helicopter with him today. And we've seen the footage making its way across social media today of him coaching his daughter on the sidelines of what looked to be a Laker game they were at. And they were talking basketball. I think most people listening know intimately Kobe the player because we watched him night in and night out for so many years, for two decades. But I'm guessing that Kobe the father is something that probably is a little more close to home out there in L.A. Can you speak to that part of Kobe Bryant and his probably more accentuated now that he's retired and he's able to be at home on a regular basis, but Kobe the father?
Yeah, and Kobe's post-basketball life, I mean, he settled into writing kids' books or creating kids' stories for a film or podcast or what have you. And he took a very active role in his daughter's lives and their basketball. And because of that, because of the fact that, you know, he has daughters and they're interested in basketball and all of that, he became a passionate advocate not only for them, but for women's basketball, period. I mean, he did a lot of stuff with the Sparks. I mean, college players talked about how he reached out to them or vice versa, and they connected, and he showed support for their teams and their game. So I think that's something in his post-basketball career that has been significant, that Kobe really was a passionate advocate for whether it's the WNBA or college women's basketball or kids or girls basketball.
Jim Alexander joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Jim, I feel like when we ask about the legacy of any great Laker, the rings are all equalizers. It feels like all the ones that are great, you know, except for LeBron, who's still in the infancy of his Laker years. But all the ones that were with the championship teams of the 90s and the 2000s, the Showtime Lakers, going all the way back to greats like Jerry West, there is great success at a championship level for all of them. So when I ask what Kobe's legacy is, putting the rings aside for a second, what is Kobe's legacy in your mind?
Probably his discipline and his drive and his work ethic. And you go back to when he first came in, and he and Shaquille O'Neal came in at the same time. Mm-hmm. Shaquille was signed as a free agent, and Kobe was drafted and by Charlotte and traded to the Lakers. So they both came into the Lakers at the same time. And it developed. Kobe had this incredible drive from the moment he got there. And it was a situation where he couldn't understand sometimes why others didn't work as hard as he did, weren't in the gym as long or as often or what have you. That he had this almost fanatical drive to be great. And if you weren't keeping up with him, then, buddy, it was your problem. And I think that's the thing. That is the thing that set him apart from almost everybody else in the NBA, that almost fanatical desire to be great and willingness to do what it took to get there.
Jim Alexander, Southern California News Group, giving us some perspective on the passing of Kobe Bryant. Is there any new news out there today, Jim, as far as we approach later in the day here? We know that Kobe... We know the story of, you know, Kobe and his daughter both on the helicopter and where they were on their way to. Has there been anything else in terms of an investigation, what happened or anything like that that we've learned or that people are anxious to learn?
Nothing. There's nothing concrete. I guess the California Highway Patrol and other law enforcement people had a press conference maybe an hour ago. And basically what they said was what we already knew. There haven't been any additional identifications of people on the helicopter. And really, I haven't seen anything to suggest definitively how this happened, whether fog was a factor or what have you. So that I'm sure that will come out in time, but it's probably going to take a lot of digging to get to that point.
And I guess the next time the Lakers play is on Tuesday against the Clippers, if I'm correct, at Staples Center, correct?
That is correct. And I'm going to be out there, and I'm going to be very interested to see what the mood is. I go back to another sport, and it's a different set of circumstances, but the first home game the Angels played after Tyler Skaggs passing last year. And we know more now about that than we did then. We didn't realize what caused his death. So that has to be taken into account. But it was an incredibly emotional evening, and people were like I talk about people setting up impromptu shrines at LA Live for Kobe. Well, they did that at Angel Stadium for Tyler Skaggs, and there were like flowers and posters and baseball caps and what have you. And it's just sort of grew and grew and grew. And I would imagine we are going to have pretty much the same thing, only more so. Maybe times 25. Who knows? But it's going to be an incredibly emotional evening. And I don't know what to expect. I mean, who knows? They might even say, well, we need to delay this a couple of days. We need more time. So I don't know. I'm assuming that they're going to be out there Tuesday. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see.
Whenever they do reconvene, it's going to be incredibly emotional.
Yeah, no, it still feels surreal. It really does, just a few hours removed. Yeah, no question. Jim Alexander, Southern California News Group. Jim, really appreciate you making time. Thank you for the insight.
You got it. Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.